Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And away we go into our numero dos. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Fan Upstate. Great to have you. Welcome in, Rob, the great one, Alonzo, on a lovely upstate Tuesday morning. Sun beginning to rise over the southern tips of the Blue Ridge Mountains. We got a lot of sports to get to. We got NFL football from last night. Monday Night Football's back, baby. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it tremendously. You know who else enjoyed it tremendously? How much Jason Kelce did you get to see last night? Great one, Alonzo.
Some. Apparently he lost his shirt and had to wear a different shirt. And also, he's a little awkward compared to the other guys.
So,
yeah, he has the same problem I do. And he does.
First off, I just made the assumption you can't say that word on the radio. All right? I actually think you can, but like it's probably one of those lines that's right on the ledge.
I would have dumped it.
I assumed you would have. But Jason, you can say man boobs. I think you can get away with that.
Yes, you absolutely can.
Yeah, I can get away with man boobs. So Jason Kelce forgot his travel bag on his way to his first national broadcast on the Monday Night Football Countdown show.
He also loses his Super Bowl ring. It's actually lost it completely.
It's like a whole gimmick for him, right?
It's not a gimmick. I think he just loses stuff.
I mean, yeah. The point here is, I have made the argument.
You can't criticize about memory.
No. Listen, I'm giving him credit here. The point here is, I've made the argument. To me, Jason Kelce is the superior Kelce. All right, not in terms of football. Although you could argue he's a probably top three all time center. But Jason Kelce is the superior Kelce, and part of the reason I say that is. Because while I've made the argument, the reason I like Travis is because Travis is who Rob Brown would be if Rob Brown had unlimited money and talent and charm and looks and success and all those things, whatever. But like the more I listen and pay attention, the more I have to, no, I'm Jason, all right? Like I see myself in Jason because as Lonzo pointed out for the world to hear, I forget all the things all the time. I remember to wear my watch today, and I can't tell you how proud I was that I remembered to wear a watch today. I forgot to set it to the proper time, which is why it says it's 3:18 in the afternoon. It's not, but I did remember to put it on. I just have forgotten at every opportunity this morning to reset it, all right? I can't tell you how much time, Lonzo, drawing up a checklist of everything I have to remember. We leave a week from tomorrow to go to St. Augustine for the wedding, right? A week from tomorrow, I'm gone. A week from today will be the last show that I'm on until effectively October. And so I have spent every day feverishly going down and creating a checklist of what to remember to bring. Because I'm 100% the dude that we would get down there and they would go, Rob, where's the rings to give your ring bearer? And I would go, oh no. Or, hey Rob, where's your suit? It's time to get ready. Uh-oh, it's hanging in the closet in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll never make it. I'm 100% that guy. So as much as I'd like to say, yeah, I'm Travis, you know, I'd go get in a relationship with Tay-Tay, and I'd be out there partying, and I'd be crushing natties on my pod and all that. No, man, Jason Kelsey's the superior Kelsey, and the fact that my man had to run down to, and I'm going to trust that Marcus Spears was telling us the truth, and my dude actually had to go to Lululemon to pick up a dress shirt, but he said...
I don't think Marcus Spears is the one who said that.
Oh, Ryan Clark said it?
Yeah.
Whoever took him down.
Proof of his memory right there.
Exactly. Whoever took him down, I'm good with it. But the fact that he said, you know, and again, also reflective of me right now. You know, my bellies look good. I've dropped a little weight, but my still don't fit in the shirt. My man boobs are set. Because he sat back, and those two top buttons between the man boobs fighting for their lives on national broadcast television. And Jason, I want you to know, I felt that struggle in my soul. I've been there. I've done that, bud.
You didn't see his Chunky Soup commercial. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care at all.
The Chunky Soup commercial is amazing. You haven't seen it. You need to watch it during the break. And your love of this man will...
escalate even more?
Into the atmosphere.
I remember the one from last year with him and Travis both, discussing Super Bowl wins.
I am not. This is him solo, and I am not going to describe it at all because I don't want to take anything away from the experience.
I'm here for it.
And don't anybody out there spoil him.
I'll go watch it during the break. But before the break, segue. Because, Texter said, my best man bought a sport coat the night before the wedding because he's the most unprepared person ever. That's from Cornchip. Cornchip, I can't tell you, that's my greatest fear right now, active today. My greatest fear is we're going to get down there, it's going to be Saturday morning, we're going to have the ceremony hours away, and I'm going to realize what I forgot. I have a checklist that is like 70 items long on the Tablet of Truth that on Wednesday morning... because I'm getting up Wednesday at the regular time. We want to be on the road by noon. So I'm getting up at like 5 a.m. to give myself 7 hours to run through everything. Do you have the suit? Do you have the Jordans? Do you have your dress shoes? Do you have your socks? Do you have the shaving kit? Got to shave. Got to get the fresh shave that morning. Do you have, you know, the hair product? These are all things I will forget. And then I would get down there and they'd go, where's your suit? Uh-oh. So, Cornchip, I understand. I get it. I feel your boy's pain, all right? I also feel like it's time for me to shut the hell up and do the water cooler cheat sheet. Water cooler cheat sheet, top 3 sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this morning. Let us dive right in with item number 1. Atlanta Braves drop a 1-0 decision against the Cincinnati Reds. This is a make-up game. The Bravos were supposed to have the day off, but as there are now less than 20 games remaining in the season, rain games are being made up wherever they fit in. 1-0, the Bravos lose a decent night from Charlie Morton, but he got tagged with the L, his 8th of the year, 6.2 innings pitch, gave up 6 hits, only 1 run, but that run was the only run scored in the game. Walked 2, K'd 7 through 6.2 on 100 pitches, but ended up having to take the L because nobody else could. Here's the problem. It wasn't Charlie Morton. It was the fact that the Braves had 2 hits and a walk. 2 hits and 1 walk. The Braves put out of all the batters. Now, I'm bad at math, but there's 9 innings. There's 3 outs per inning. That means you are guaranteed 27 at-bats. The Braves got three men on base. Matt Olson twice and one walk taken by Marcell Ozuna, and that's it. Harris, 0 for 4. Soler, 0 for 4. Ozuna, 0 for 3. Olson, 2 for 3. Murphy, 0 for 3. Kelenic, 0 for 3. Ursula, 0 for 3. Arcia, 0 for 3. And Williams, 0 for 3. The Braves can't get out of their own way. And again, I'm willing to give you, it's because of the injuries. It's because of the injuries that the Braves have suffered. But the reality is this is going to go down as one of the most disappointing seasons of all time. The Braves with an over win total projected 101.5. They are 78-66. That's not the worst part. The reason this is a cheat sheet item is because with a Mets win over Toronto last night, the Atlanta Braves are now currently out of the wild card position. We are inside of 20 games left to go. The Braves are about... They have a two-game set against the Nationals that starts tonight, and then a four-gamer against the Dodgers. The Braves are a full game behind the New York Mets, both in the NL East, which doesn't matter anymore. More importantly, in the wild card race. One game behind the Mets, two games behind the Diamondbacks, two and a half back, of the Padres. So the Braves, they've got to take both against the Nats. It's not an option. They've got to take both against the Nats. The Mets continue their series with the woeful Blue Jays today. If the Braves want to, at this point, it's not about winning the division. At this point, it's not about getting higher up into the wild card. At this point, it's just about making the damn wild card, and they may not. The Bravos find themselves outside of the playoffs looking in a game behind the Mets. Let's get to item number two. Monday Night Football last night, 32-19. The San Francisco 49ers spoil the return of Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers 13 of 21 for a 167, a tutty, and a pick, and a 51.1 QBR yesterday evening. It was not the return that Aaron Rodgers wanted. By the way, have you seen, Zoe? This shocked me. The New York Jets, since 2021, have the lowest winning percentage in primetime football alongside the Arizona Cardinals. Both of those teams, I don't remember the exact numbers. I saw this last night. I believe the Jets are 1-7 and the Cardinals are 2-10 in primetime since 2021. Aaron Rodgers has an atrocious number in terms of record on Monday Night Football, and that continued last night. Brock Purdy, 19 of 29, 231, no touchdowns, no interceptions. The game was determined on the ground for both teams last night. Tyrod Taylor did have a touchdown, by the way, 6 of 8 for 36 and 1 through the air, but it was a garbage time touchdown for the 49ers. 68 rushing yards for the New York Jets.
By the way, looks like five more primetime games for the Jets this year.
That's bad. Yeah. Because they stink in primetime. Aaron Rodgers stinks. Forget what he has done, what he can do. He just statistically, objectively stinks in primetime. And they've got five more of them. Yowza. 68 rushing yards for the Jets. 54 of them from Breece Hall on 16 carries. It was Jordan Mason, the fourth-year veteran and undrafted player out of Georgia Tech, who carried, quite literally, the night, 28 totes, a 147, and a touchdown. Debo had 23 on 8 carries for one touchdown as well, and that was effectively the game last night. The first Monday night contest of the year goes to the 49ers of San Francisco. We stay in the NFL for item number three. We talked about the Carolina Panthers back in segment two of our number one. We do it again here, and unfortunately, it's just as bad. Coming off of that blowout loss at the hands of the divisional rival New Orleans Saints, now maybe the best player on defense, potentially out for the year. Tom Pelissero of NFL Media reported yesterday that defensive tackle Derek Brown suffered a meniscus injury. How bad of a meniscus injury? We are waiting to find out. They are going to go in and scope it. They will not know the timetable for return until they are in there, taken an eyes on approach. The procedure will determine Brown's recovery timeline. Could be anything from 4 to 6 weeks to missing the entire season. Brown has been a Panther since he was a first-round pick back in 2020, has started every game in each of the last two seasons, 103 tackles last year, with 7 for a loss, 15 QB hits, and a pair of sacks, earned his first Pro Bowl berth in 2023, signed a 4-year contract extension in April, and now one of the few bright spots on a bad Panther defense may be out for the year. The hits, they keep a-coming for the Carolina Panthers. We will hopefully get an update on Derrick Brown later today. Zoe, I am going to say the good news is the defense stinks whether he's on it or not. The bad news is in a division where first ballot Hall of Famer Derek Carr resides, apparently NFL quarterbacking icon Baker Mayfield resides. And while he had a crap game one, we'll see if that last Kirk Cousins / Michael Penix Jr. resides. That's kind of the spot you need to have a dude. And the Panthers may be without their dude for the rest of the year. We will get an update on Derrick Brown, I hope, later on in the day. But that is a significant loss for this team. Significant loss for the Carolina Panthers. We'll address what that means for the defense later on in the year. When we come back here in just a moment from right now. Yesterday, yeah, we are going to take a break from the sports for just a minute. Yesterday, America lost an icon. America lost an icon. I don't care if you grew up in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. Yesterday, we all lost someone who shaped our childhoods. Don't care how old you are. And we're going to talk about that and that individual when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate. Great to have you, folks. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, with you. There are There are celebrities who, they're special. They're just special. And it takes a lot, I think. To reach that echelon. There are also celebrities who reach, to me, a very special echelon. And that echelon is the folks who make it to a level that I'm genuinely sad when they are no longer with us. James Earl Jones reached that upper echelon. I think it is fair to say that this guy was one of the most dynamic, powerful, and influential voices. And I think it's fair to say voices of all time. James Earl Jones, of course, the voice of Darth Vader. But so much more. The voice of Mufasa from The Lion King, which The Lion King was one of those movies that dropped when Rob Brown was kind of in that age range. And Mufasa was incredibly influential, both because, again, and I will acknowledge that, I was very fortunate. Not everyone can say this. I was very fortunate to have a phenomenal dad. But even when you have a phenomenal dad, you still have outside influences. And there are very few that I put in. Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was on this list. Carl from Family Matters on that list. Of media dads or father figures to kind of help raise a generation. As far as cartoons go, Mufasa was one of them, right? The way he tried to teach Simba, a young Simba, life lessons, but also allow him to be himself was incredibly important. And I don't want to spoiler alert a movie that came out in 1990, whatever. But when Mufasa was straight up murdered, by the way, maybe the first like murder that I ever encountered in media, right? When he was murdered, it was like, oh no. But Mufasa wouldn't have been Mufasa with anybody's voice except James Earl Jones. James Earl Jones was also in a baseball movie. Now, you know me, I'm a baseball guy. All right. I grew up on baseball. When it comes to baseball, I am a hopeless romantic. A hopeless romantic. And Terrence Mann from Field of Dreams was an incredibly important character for me. Field of Dreams was an incredibly important movie for me. And I know a lot of baseball guys, Cody Decker's like this, can't stand that movie. I can't. I love it. I love it because it is a love story to baseball and life. I'm going to play a clip here from that movie. James Earl Jones, we can talk about Darth Vader, who has been haunting since the 70s. Darth Vader, by the way, a character that is still showing up in Star Wars projects and still terrifying people. My little nephew, who is coming up on 6, terrified of Darth Vader, fascinated by Darth Vader. I think we all were and are. Is Darth Vader Darth Vader without the voice of James Earl Jones? No, I can prove it to you. Go to YouTube. Go to YouTube and go find, there's footage out there. It actually came up on my timeline yesterday. Zoe, you ever seen the footage of Darth Vader before they dubbed James Earl Jones' voice over him?
David Prowse?
I believe that is correct.
Is his name? Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it.
He's like hearing Darth Vader with just a dude's voice. Hey, Star Wars wouldn't have succeeded. James Earl Jones made it work. But when it comes to being that impactful of a voice, James Earl Jones was that guy. Here is a clip from Field of Dreams, a love letter to baseball from those of us that are hopeless romantics about the sport. God, dude, look at this. Freaking chill bumps, man. It's incredible. And that, to me, of everything James Earl Jones did and all the great characters he played, Somebody texted, remember he was in the Sandlot as well. Absolutely. Played Mr. Myrtle in the Sandlot. Owned the Beast. Of course I remember the Sandlot. Another great move. Betty the Jet Rodriguez and his PF Flyers. But as a baseball guy, as a sports guy, the last 45 seconds of that clip are everything, right? America has been built up and torn back down. It's been raised and reconstructed like a blackboard. It's been wiped off and written again. And through it all has been baseball. And the game stands through all its changes and all the history. To me, baseball is great, not just because it's an incredible sport, but baseball is great because it is a testament to what this country is, can be, should be. It is a game that is not without its black marks in history, for sure. It is a game that has had controversy. It is a game that has conspiracy. It is a game that has history we'd love to forget about. It's also a game that has provided us with memories we'll never forget. I will never forget sitting in the Shalimar Diner when the Atlanta Braves lost to the Minnesota Twins in the World Series. I'll never forget sitting in the same diner when the Braves won their World Series in the 90s. I will never forget sitting with my father and watching the Braves play. Shalimar Diner was this old 50s-style diner. It was the first place that ever been that they had a TV in the booth. The TV was maybe 9 inches by 9 inches. But you could put it on whatever channel you wanted to. And you sat in that booth, and we watched baseball. And my old man took me up there. I have to, in retrospect, imagine, because he knew the Braves were losing the World Series last night. So instead of sitting at the house watching it, he took me up there so I could have a big, fat Shalimar Diner chocolate milkshake to wash down the pain. And that was a night that, to this day, I remember, because my old man had to teach me the lesson that sometimes you lose. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you get your hopes up and you get your expectations up and you lose. Baseball means everything to, I'm not saying to everybody, maybe it's not the sport you grew up with, around, but baseball means something to a huge chunk of us. And I'm one of those people. And James Earl Jones in that movie personified that. In that clip personified that. In that moment personified that. When he said at the end of the day, you will, based on baseball, have memories so thick that you'll feel like you have to swat them away from your face. That's real. I have baseball memories with my grandfather. I have baseball memories with my dad. I have baseball memories with my little brother. I'll be making baseball memories with my little nephew and all my family and friends. Baseball surrounds all of that. And James Earl Jones in that movie nailed it. Nailed it. And then you add on the fact that Lonzo and I were dorks. We got Star Wars stuff scattered across the Fortress of Nerditude. Why? Because Darth Vader was one of the most menacing bad guys of all time and would not have been without James Earl Jones. Mufasa would not have, it was an incredibly impactful character for people that are my age, would not have been without James Earl Jones. Man was a legend. Man was an icon. Maybe the most dynamic, powerful, influential voice in the history of movies. R.I.P. to a legend, James Earl Jones. We'll see you on the other side. Hey, guess what we got coming up here in just a minute? Something we ain't done in a while. Handing out some awards on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. It's been a long time coming, but football is back, baby. And you know, on Tuesdays during football season, Lonzo and I hand out some hardware every week. We hand out to an unspecified number of players week by week a trophy that the great one himself came up with last season. It's called the Award. We give it out to players who had special days. Let's run through some of them. that had big days this weekend. I'm not ordinarily going to hand one out to players that had big days against FCS squads, but I will to Georgia's Carson Beck, 18 of 25, 242. Most importantly, 5 touchdowns through the air. Carson Beck leads the Bulldogs to a 48-3 shellacking of the Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles before they begin SEC play. Carson Beck is not real. Let's go to the Ohio State Buckeyes. Who else but Quinshon Judkins? Just 9 carries, but in 9 carries racked up 108 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground. We all had eyes on Trevion Henderson, and I think Fairkid's going to be a stud, but the young man who transferred up from Ole Miss, Quinshon Judkins, that kid's going to be a stud for you guys, Lonzo. A freaking stud for you.
That's what we do.
Can't hate on that. Hey, how about this young man, a guy that went up to the big house in Michigan, hostile environment against a team that's not as good, but Quinn Ewers, 24 of 36 and 3 touchdowns through the air. I'd say it's borderline, but when you go up to Ann Arbor and you do it in a top 10 game, you put up 3 tutties through the air. Quinn Ewers is not real. How about the University of Alabama? The final score was 42-16. The game was not anywhere near that dramatic. This game, until the fourth quarter, was 14-13 going into the fourth quarter. It was 14-13 with about 7 minutes left to play. Then Alabama put up 28 points in like the last 6 minutes of the game. It is not Jalen Milrow catching a TMFINR. It's Jam Miller. 15 carries, 140 yards, including a number of consequential runs down the stretch that kept Alabama from becoming the most recent victim of an unranked loss at home. 42-16, your final. Jam Miller, 15 carries, 140, and a touchdown on the ground is not real. Northern Illinois, yeah, 16-14, a walk-off field goal dub. Knocked down over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. I can't pick a guy. Do we go with Ethan Hampton, 10 of 19 for a buck 98 and a touch? Do we go with Ontario Brown, 20 carries for 99 yards in this game? Do we go with Ontario Brown, 2 catches, 126? I don't know. I'm handing one for the upset on the road over a top 5 team. Put it on the books. This is, whether you like it or not, as big as Appy State over Michigan. The entire Northern Illinois Husky team get a TMFINR. The Boise State Blue Turf Smurfs, the Broncos, took on the Oregon Ducks, another top 17, and Boise State almost got it done, in part because of Astron Jeanty. 25 carries, 192 yards. Ashton Jeanty was an absolute stud in this game and nearly single-handedly won this game for the Broncos. They couldn't get it done over the Oregon Ducks, but they scared the daylights out of them. Ashton Jeanty is not real. Cam Ward isn't real either. 20 of 26, 304 and 3 touchdowns before he gave way to Reese Poffenbarger, which is a freaking Harry Potter name, okay? Reese Poffenbarger, get out of here. That man 100% plays Quidditch on the weekends. That's because he can't start at quarterback because Cam Ward does. 20 of 26, 304, 3 touchdowns.
He doesn't play well either, and he barely gets his broom off the ground.
Doesn't need to. I bet Cam Ward could play that game as well if he wanted to because he's very good. In fact, he's so good. Cam Ward might be your Heisman winner this year. I know it's very early. There's a lot of football left, but right now he's clearly the front runner. Tennessee, 51-10 winners over the NC State Wolfpack. I want to give it to Nico, but I can't. He threw 2 picks in this game. I can't give it to Dylan Sampson. 20 carries, 132 yards, averaged over 6.5 yards per carry. Oh, yeah, he punched 2 in as the Volunteers dominate the Wolfpack. Dylan Sampson for the Tennessee Volunteers. Let's go to the National Football League. Green Bay Packers, Philadelphia Eagles. Who else but Saquon Barkley? 24 carries and 109 yards. 2 touchdowns on the ground. Added a pair of grabs for 23 and a touchdown as well. 3 total touchdowns responsible for Saquon Barkley. Over 130 yards responsible for Saquon Barkley in his debut with the Eagles. Saquon Barkley, Lonzo's not going to like this one. Got to give it to him anyway. 34-28, the Buffalo Bills knock off the Arizona Cardinals, and they do it because of Josh Allen. Josh Allen, 18 of 23, 232, and two touchdowns through the air. Also had 39 rushing yards, but a pair of rushing tutties. Josh Allen responsible for four touchdowns in a come-from-behind victory over the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Buffalo Bills aren't going to be good this year. Yes, they got to find their way. Keon Coleman did have four grabs for 51 yards. Khalil Shakir, 3 for 42 and a touchdown. Down all of them touched by Josh Allen. Josh Allen, wait for it. Josh Allen is not real. The Patriots' biggest upset of the NFL weekend, 16-10 winners over the Cincinnati Bengals. Why? Because a guy that I badmouthed all offseason, my bad, Ramondre Stevenson, 25 carries, 120 yards, averaged 5 yards a carry, had a touch to show for it as well when they couldn't get a passing offense going. Ramondre Stevenson said, I got you, bro. And the Bengals' biggest upset since 2018 in week one football. CJ Stroud, 24 of 32, 234, two touchdowns. He ain't the TMFINR award winner. You know who is? Joe Mixon. 30 carries, a buck 59, and a touchdown. 159 yards rushing. In the season debut for the Houston Texans, Stroud was good. He was good. He wasn't great. He was good. Joe Mixon was great. Joe Mixon catches a TMF INR award. Dolphins, Jaguars, the Finns, 2017 winners over the Jags in the Sunshine State Showdown. Tua Tagovailoa, good day, 23 of 37, 338, but he got to 338 because Tyreek Hill had 7 catches for 130 yards and a tutty. And remember, this all came quite literally hours after he was on the ground face down outside of Hard Rock Stadium. Look, you can get into the details about whether you think it was a good detention or not. Either way, dude showed up. Tyreek Hill catches a week one TMF INR. New Orleans and Carolina. Look, there's only 200 yards on the book for Derek Carr, but he went 19 of 23 and had 3 touchdowns. He only had 200 yards because he only needed 200 yards in this one. Rashid Shaheed, 3 catches for 73 and a touchdown. That helped out, but I can't give it to anybody else but future first ballot Hall of Famer Derek Carr. The Chargers with a 22-10 win over the Raiders. Why? Because of a young man by the name of J.K. Dobbins, the former Ohio State Buckeye, who we're going to hear from here in just a few minutes in the audio blitz. J.K. Dobbins, 10 carries, 135 yards, average 13.5 yards per carry. Did J.K. Dobbins scored once as well, lifted the pressure off up of Justin Herbert, made Jim Harbaugh's debut with the Chargers successful. J.K. Dobbins, the former Buckeye. We move on to Sunday Night Football. The Rams fall to the Detroit Lions 26-20 in overtime. Why? Because of the Alabama Crimson Tide, J-Mo, Jameson Williams. 5 grabs, 121 yards, and a touchdown. He made Jared Goff's life easy in this one. J-Mo Williams. And we wrap it up with last night's Monday Night Football contest. There is no one else. This might be the biggest TMFINR of the weekend. No Christian McCaffrey. No freaking problem. Why? Because a 4-year undrafted vet out of the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech, Jordan Mason, 28 carries, 147 yards, averaged 5.3 on the ground, scored a touchdown as well. Jordan Mason, welcome to Rob Brown's fantasy team, running up that Taysom Hill. I almost said Tyreek Hill. That's not the right guy. Running up that Taysom Hill. Jordan Mason, you absolute stud. Jordan Mason. There's your TMF INRs for week two of college football, week one of the NFL. Do you have a TMF INR nominee? If you do, text them to me, 71307. Start your text with fan and give me your TMF INR award winner for week two of college football, week one of the NFL, and we will hand them out. I think Cade Klubnik's got to catch one. I should have put Cade on the list. That's my bad. You know the stats, Cade Klubnik. You get one. You earned one in the domination of Appalachian State. All right, who's your TMF INR award winners? Text them to me, 71307. Start your text with fan. Now, a TMF INR. I can do this. It's been a year, all right? Your TMF INR award winner for Sports Flashes, the great one, Lonzo.
Aaron Rodgers' return to the New York Jets' starting quarterback role was spoiled by the San Francisco 49ers last night, who handed the Jets a 32-19 loss to enter the season, despite the 49ers declaring Christian McCaffrey unavailable, just minutes before the contest started. Rodgers went 13 of 21 for 167 yards, one touchdown and one pick. Jordan Mason, who filled in for McCaffrey, had 28 carries for 147 yards and one touchdown. The Atlanta Braves dropped a 1-0 decision in a rain delay makeup game against the Reds yesterday. Atlanta recorded just two hits on the night, both by Matt Olson, and reached base only three times in total. The loss combined with a Mets victory over Toronto puts the Braves one game behind the Mets for the wild card. Tune in this Friday at 7 p.m. as the Burns Rebels head to Greer to take on the Yellow Jackets. It's Burns versus Greer right here on your home for Burns Rebels football, The Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.